The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Head of Super Bowl Sunday, or Monday as it falls here in Australia, and a special guest joining me on the phone from Seven Mates, Armchair Experts, NFL edition, Ben Graham. Good morning. How are you going?
Good morning. Yes, the lead up is very well and truly underway. 2 weeks leading into the Super Bowl Monday. It's going to be a fantastic day, and it's a screenwriter's dream having Tom Brady and the Buccaneers come from nowhere, really, to take on the reigning Super Bowl champs and reigning Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be a great game.
Well, isn't this an extraordinary story for Tom Brady? He's 43 years old. He was very comfortable at the New England Patriots, but he changed things up to challenge himself. And would this be his seventh win if he takes it out?
It would be. He's been in the league 19 years. He's been to 14 conference championship games. This will be his 10th Super Bowl, which is amazing to think that he's played in half Super Bowls in his career. Look, at 43, what he's done, not only at the Patriots, but to go to a new team, new coach, new game plan, new city, and lead them to what will be an historic Super Bowl, the first time a team has played in a Super Bowl at their home stadium. So there's records and storylines being written everywhere here. And the fact that he's taking on Patrick Mahomes is massive. We know, well, in my opinion anyway, Tom Brady's the greatest of all time, and the GOAT is taking on the kid.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, Patrick Mahomes is showing signs of being, you know, this next legend of the game already. Is this his third season?
Yes, well, fourth season, but third as a starter. We know that how they took all before them last year and won the Super Bowl and went into this year as favourites. So rightly so, they've won their way through. They had a 14-2 record, and that includes when they rested their starters in Week 17 in that loss. But he is an amazing athlete. He's so exciting. It's a contrast, really, of the old-school quarterbacks. Tom Brady will stand in the pocket, stand and deliver, look to throw long passes down the field all day. Very much hit and miss. But Patrick Mahomes, he just uses his arm strength, he uses his legs, broken plays, he's been able to get out of the pocket. And look, he's got the best wide receiver in the game, Tyreek Hill, and the best tight end in the game, Travis Kelce. So it's going to be a high-scoring, high-octane type of game, and it'll be really come down to which defense has been able to stop either Brady or Mahomes. But there's no doubt that Mahomes is the most exciting player in the NFL right now.
He's incredibly exciting to watch. The game in general is going to be huge. And you did mention that it is the first time in history that it is going to be played at a team's home stadium, because a stadium is decided. It's not like the AFL Grand Final that's always, well, I mean, not last year, but that was big circumstances. But the Super Bowl moves around, and they decided this stadium years in advance, didn't they?
Well, they do, and what we'll see in the next couple of years is the new stadiums will get granted a Super Bowl. So the new stadium in LA, the new stadium in Las Vegas. But when you have these warm city, because it's in the middle of the winter in America, Tampa Bay, I was lucky enough to play in the Super Bowl 12 years ago to go at Tampa Bay, so I understand what that looks like. But the build-up is a little different this year. Obviously, with the pandemic, the Chiefs are only flying into Tampa Bay the night before the game, and the Buccaneers get to sleep in their own beds for the entire 2 weeks. So maybe a little less fanfare without the Pro Bowl and without Media Day that was held virtually. No fan activations in the city, and only the stadium will be about a quarter full. But still, it won't take anything away from the hundreds of millions of people that'll sit down and watch the game, whether it's at home, whether it's at the Sporting Globe, whether it's wherever it'll be a fantastic game.
It is going to be huge. Always the halftime show is massive as well. The Weeknd putting on a show this year. We've seen some incredible performances through the COVID pandemic from The Weeknd. So I look forward to seeing what he brings to the stage. Let's briefly go back. Was it 12 years ago that you played the Super Bowl, Ben?
Yes, it was 12 years ago, and it does bring back some fantastic memories.
Well, let's talk about Media Day for you, because you were one of, because not many players get, I guess, that spotlight, and you were given it. Tell us through the feeling in the moment.
Well, it was all a bit unexpected, because I hadn't experienced it before. I'd only been at the Cardinals from week 13. So I hadn't really, you know, it was 8 weeks before the Super Bowl. And we got to Super Bowl day, and it was at the Tampa Bay Stadium, at Raymond James Stadium. And there were 10 booths for the 10 high-profile players from each team to talk to the world's media. And I got tapped on the shoulder and got given booth number 10 to the dismay of the rest of my teammates who were up in the stands watching the whole thing unfold. A lot of them I hadn't met yet. So
yeah.
I thought, wow, this is, who's this guy?
Yeah, did any hold a grudge?
First time ever a punter was given their own booth. But it's an opportunity for the players to tell their story and, you know, for the media to get to know these people. And being the first Australian to play in the Super Bowl was a storyline of the week leading up to it. Unfortunately, they didn't get to experience that this year. It was all held virtually, but it certainly was a great memory and a great way for me to introduce myself to some of my teammates.
It would have. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm the dude stealing some spotlight. Because that's something I've found, and did this take you a bit of getting used to when you went from AFL here in Australia to your NFL over in the States? I feel like our sportsmen tend to be, and not completely, but tend to be sort of more humble, and it's more about a team effort and all that. Whereas I feel like there's definitely a lot more boasting going on in the NFL. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely agree. Well, in the AFL, the players are so much more accessible. Most trainings are open, and there's lots of fan engagement at schools and in the community. But in the NFL, you put your helmet and pads on, and really they only know you because your name's on your back.
Yeah.
So it's these opportunities where the players get to have their 15 minutes of fame. And, you know, everyone goes about their business, and they're all true professionals. But when the time comes, and especially during Super Bowl week, because you understand the magnitude of it. It's a huge event worldwide. And as you said, most people will be tuning in to watch the game, but there are people that will want to watch the halftime entertainment because it is so unique and such a great spectacle. And also the commercials. And there's so much else around the game which makes it such a huge worldwide event.
Super Bowl 55, it's going to be one unlike any other. The Chiefs, take it on the Bucks. Who's your pick? Are you willing to hedge your bets on one team over another?
Well, yes, I am. I've been on the Chiefs all year, thought that they were the best team. They only got better going into this year. They've proven that with a record of 14-2. I thought they'd be playing the Packers. I thought the Packers would beat the Bucks. The Bucks have done it the hard way. They didn't win their division. They finished 11-5. They had to beat Washington in Washington. They then had to beat their division rival, the Saints, and then the Packers at Lambeau. So it's been an extraordinary three road wins, and now they get to go home. But I just think the Chiefs' offense, they've got the best wide receiver, the best tight end. They're very well coached. And for everything that Tom Brady's done, and for all the fans and the love that Tom Brady will get, I just don't think their defense will be able to contain Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes, he's very good at coming back from behind, and everyone will look forward to Tom Brady with a fourth quarter comeback win. And I hope it's close, but I just think the Chiefs, in a high scoring, high octane, lots of passing and lots of big plays, but I think the Chiefs just.
Well, it's bound to be a cracker either way, and you can catch it, of course. The best atmosphere to catch it in is the Sporting Globe. You've got the wings, the chicken bites, which regular listeners will know I'm a big fan of the Buffalo Chicken Bites, and, of course, all those big-screen TVs. Ben Graham, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time and to updating us on all that's going on, Super Bowl 55.
Thanks for having me, and enjoy the game wherever you're watching.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.